You're listening to the SmartSocial.com podcast. I'm your host. This is episode number 92, where we're going to talk about five iPhone tips from the LA tech reporter, Rich DeMuro. I'm excited that I got the chance to sit down with him live while he was at KTLA Channel 5 in Los Angeles. And he was nice enough to share five tips that I think you're going to enjoy if you're an iPhone user. And even if you aren't, there's some tips at the end that are going to help you out just on a standpoint of how to protect your family. Now, before we get started, you know that I'm Josh Oakes with SmartSocial.com. I'm here to make sure that social media is more of a tool that is productive instead of just a hobby that's a pastime for your children. So as I travel the country as a public speaker, I talk to students about how to build a resume, how to use social media as a portfolio so they get discovered being productive and so that an employer, an internship, a dream college, a club goes, whoa, we need this person to come in for an interview. And it happens every day. So I'm hosting a conference called Smart Social Week, and I've hosted these conferences in LA for years now. Microsoft has been so amazing to me in the past, giving me their headquarters in LA and San Francisco. But not everybody could fly to our city, and it's expensive. And educators asked, hey, how do I do this? I want to come. And we've had some educators fly from across the country, but now we're doing it virtually. You see, Smart Social Week 2019 takes place on February 5th through 7th, and it's a parent-teacher social media safety conference that you join from the convenience of your phone, your home, or your office. It's a three-step plan, a three-day conference with small videos on each day that protect your family. But as a bonus, because we hosted this last year, you're going to get all of last year's content, which is evergreen, meaning it's good stuff on how to talk with your kids. 70 plus experts on across 15 panel discussions share all of the best stuff. It's $49 as of the time of this podcast recording, and that's early bird pricing. I hope you'll register before February 1st to unlock it. And here's what you're going to learn. On day one, February 5th, if you unlock it now, you get great pricing. You get to listen to all of last year's content immediately. But on February 5th, we're going to unlock how to monitor your children online. And in less than 5 minutes each week, how to see who else is posting and see what's going wrong. As a bonus, I'm going to teach you how to set up Footprint Friday, our tool that helps you find red flags that come up under your students' search results. And as another bonus, I'm going to teach you all of the good and bad apps that are out there. That means 72 to 75 good and bad apps. As soon as you sign up, you're going to get a video in there. It's a ton of content. I'd say, you know, I think I charge about $5,000 to $6,500 for our speeches as we fly to a city and stuff. I'm going to give you a lot of that for just the $49 thing. And then also step two, the next day is activities to get your kids off their screens and help them develop better communication with you and others. You're going to get a little video and then a PDF and a downloadable, all these things, just a lot of ideas on how to get out there. And we have your kids vote on it. I'm going to give you a student friendly video where I speak to your students with you in the room. Hey students, we want to get you just minding, yeah, just making sure that you're productive and we want to give you some stuff to vote on. Now, there's 20 amazing activities that are in there and why they're great, and it'll just jog your memory and just get you thinking. You already know a lot of this, but we're going to focus you on getting results. That's my number one goal. And then step three, the third day of the conference, is how to get your kid focused on their future while staying out of trouble. I'm going to teach you how to build an online brand, how your kids can build an online brand way before they need to, even if they're not online. And that way, when they do run into something at a friend's house, you're protected. I'm giving you a little insurance policy here. That's what's really important for me to help you with, is long before you need it, you go, whoa, I'm so glad. You know, I had a friend of the family. I sat down with their family, and I don't get the chance to do this very much, but I protected all their daughters by one Saturday. We went over to their house, and I taught them all how to build a positive online brand. And a couple years later, one of the girls was in college, and she said, Dad, the only reason I got into my sorority is all these other girls were posting really, really dumb things. And you remember that nerdy guy, Josh, that I sat down with? Well, he was right on. This is exactly what these students should have done. And long before she needed it, she had that wisdom. And that's what step three of this conference is all about, where I walk your family through how to shine online. Now, in addition, you're going to get 15 panel discussions from 70 experts, how to talk about the dark side of social, how colleges search for students, is your child ready for their first phone, how social media can have a positive impact. It goes on and on and on. You unlock it all. And it's all $49. The people that are contributing to this are PhDs, counselors, experts. They make me look dumb. They're amazing people. And I think you're going to love it. It's at smartsocial.com. It's called Smart Social Week. I hope you'll unlock it. As a secret tip, if you click the link below, no matter where you're listening to this on, if you join our Smart Social membership, you're going to get access to this. And it's way cheaper, Smart Social membership. But if you just want to pay once and not have to pay again and not be on a reoccurring plan, I get it. I totally get it. Our Smart Social membership isn't for everybody. It gives you a weekly video and tips, and we protect you and you can ask questions. But if you do join that, you'll get access to this whole conference as a small benefit. You get all of our things. So I'm Josh Oakes. I'm excited for this interview. Rich DeMuro, his book is 101 Handy Tech Tips for the iPhone. And he's going to give you tips, tricks, and suggestions you need to get the most out of your iPhone. Rich has been reporting on TV for a decade or more. He is a USC Trojan. Fight on, Rich. Good guy. I think you're going to enjoy this, and I'm honored that we get the chance to sit down with him. So thank you so much to all of you listening. At the end of this, please rate, review, subscribe. We're trying to reach more people with our positive message of teaching kids how to shine online, and anything you say about us is forever grateful. I'm forever grateful for anything you do to spread our message. It really does help me out a lot. I'll talk to you guys soon. Enjoy this episode. The question is, how do you keep your kids safe and smart online while helping them have fun and someday build a positive online identity that can help them in the future? That's the question, and this podcast is the answer. We interview experts each week that help you be the best parent and/or educator you can become to protect your kids and students online. My name is Josh Oakes, and I travel the country each year teaching students and professionals how to shine online. You can learn more at smartsocial.com. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. I'm Josh Oakes with smartsocial.com. And today we're on the Smart Social podcast talking to you about something super important. And I'm so honored to have a great person here today who is not only a friend, but also somebody that on KTLA Channel 5 is able to break things down for people all over Los Angeles. He's syndicated nationwide. He's somebody that really takes tech and makes it easy for you, families, educators, parents, and people that really want to use these tools with a purpose instead of a pastime. You've heard it from us before. We want to make sure you're smart on social media. That's why I'm honored here today to have my friend Rich DeMuro from KTLA Channel 5 News to talk to us about his latest book and give us a few teasers from his book. His latest book is 101 Handy Tech Tips for the iPhone, and he has tips and tricks and tech tips for us today. Rich, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Josh. Sorry, I was tweeting out our live stream here. So always working, you know what I mean? But thank you for the great intro. And yeah, the book is 101 Handy Tech Tips for the iPhone. I've got it right here. And it has really hit a nerve, Josh, because you're meeting with people all the time. I'm always meeting with people and talking to them and getting emails. And the one thing I realized is that nobody has a clue about how the iPhone works, or any phone for that matter. They know how to text. They know how to send a picture. They know how to go on social media, but that's kind of where it ends. And the stuff that I took for granted that I do on a daily basis with this phone, I realized through all these emails that nobody else does that stuff. So I wrote a lot of it into this book, and it's now available on Amazon. It's been great to kind of share the word about what this thing can accomplish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So talk to me. What's one of the tips that parents need to know that they might not know how to unlock on their iPhone?
Well, you know, I go into it. It's funny because a lot of this book is actually written with kind of parents in mind, or even the maybe a little bit older of a generation, because the young kids, they know what they're doing on the phone, right? They're the ones that are basically locking them down, and the parents don't know how to do anything. You know, they're asking their kids for help. But I wrote this is actually a revision of an ebook I wrote over the summer, and it's fully revised for iOS 12. And in iOS 12, Apple actually built in a lot of new features. I'm sure you've talked about them, like screen time. And this is something that I turn on for my kids. And it's in the book. I kind of go right at the beginning. I explain how adults might want to turn this on for themselves to kind of get an idea of just how much they're using their phone, how long they're using their apps. To me, that's cool, but it's not as important for me to regulate what my kids are doing, right? And so I used to tell people how to set up all the content restrictions and, you know, make sure that your kids can't go to certain websites and stuff like that. But now the fact that Apple lets you set time limits for apps for your kids, I just love that. And so I go through the whole screen time of setting it up both for yourself and then for your kids. And you can manage all of this right from your device. So if your kid has an iPad like mine does, right from your phone, you can manage everything that they're doing with respect to how long they can go on certain apps, certain groups of apps, and it shuts down. And the best part about this, Josh, is that after I did this for my kid, my seven-year-old, he literally stopped watching Netflix on his iPad because he knew it was a timed session. And so he would start going to the TV to watch, and I knew exactly what he was doing there.
That's really smart. And now kids, I love this because we're really talking about the purpose instead of a pastime, instead of filling. So you've already shown us, and I couldn't agree more with you. Parents, you are the product as well. It's turning on that screen time feature will blow you away. There is a link somewhere around this video, whether you're watching on YouTube, on our blog, listening. If you're listening on iTunes, you can click the link below and you can go straight to Amazon to order this book or learn more about how you can get it on Kindle or ebook. Okay, so we talked about screen time. Walk us through another tip that most people don't know.
So along with screen time, there's something called downtime. So this is a new feature that's also in iOS 12. And we're also seeing this feature on the Android side of things as well. A lot of these phone manufacturers, well, iOS and Android, they're kind of realizing that we are lost when it comes to our phones, like how much we're using them, how much we're just kind of like in line at a Starbucks and you stand there and what are people doing? They're just mindlessly scrolling on their phones. Actually, what I notice they're doing now the most is mindlessly flipping on Instagram stories. That seems to be like the big one for a lot of folks. But downtime is, let's say, you know, I come home, I want to be kind of directed and focused with my kids every night from 5 to 7 p.m., right? Well, what happens? We've got an Apple Watch on. You've got your phone sitting on your kitchen counter. You've got smart speakers. All these things are trying to grab our attention, right? And it might be pretty innocent nature. Like someone texts you from work and says, hey, are you coming to that meeting tomorrow morning at 9, right? That's an important text. Does it need to be responded to at that exact moment that it rings your watch or your phone? Probably not. So what downtime does is it sort of pauses all of this stuff and makes it so that you can focus on your friends and family for an hour a day, 2 hours a day. And what it does is actually kind of grays out your apps, like makes them disabled. So even if you pick up your phone, you're not tempted to press anything because you've got to go through a couple of hoops to actually open up that app. So I walk through the process. That's tip number seven, actually. It's pretty early in the list. But I walk through the process of explaining what this is. What does it mean? And also helping you set it up. Because, Josh, a lot of people don't want to set up these features that sort of disable their phones because they're worried that their phone is not going to work when they actually need it to in case of an emergency or you know, dire circumstance or just something simple like they miss a text. So I explain to them how we can, you know, make sure to get around that stuff and get the important stuff through, but kind of separate some of that time in your life where you can focus on the stuff that's most important to you.
Yeah. So those of you that are listening, that downtime feature, amazing. And the screen time feature, you can, there's certain ways to make sure you're not limiting certain apps that are important. Google Maps may be really important for your kids to get home and find their way back somewhere. The phone, you're probably not going to limit the phone time and a few other things, certain types of sharing that could save lives. So if you needed to call 911. So if you're listening to that going, why would I do that? But I highly, highly recommend that you turn on this as a test. I turned it on and it scared me. And you're so right, Rich, about the Instagram stories, people rifling through. We are becoming consumers instead of creators, unfortunately. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about screen time.
Not you and I.
We've talked about, what's that?
Not you and I. You and I are still creators, but the average person, and here's the thing, I mean, it's not a bad thing. Like, you know, if you think about it, that's been going on forever. More people are watching HBO or Bravo than are actually creating shows for those networks, right? Or Netflix. So it's just something that's been going on forever. But on the flip side, people are actually becoming creators on Instagram, the everyday person, because they're sharing stories in a creative way. It's just a very sticky way of getting us sort of involved And it works. I mean, people love Instagram stories. It sticks. People like to see those things from their friends and celebrities.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so we've also talked about some downtime. Talk to us about another tip.
This is a really good one. In fact, my wife was reading an early copy of the book and she texted me and she's like, oh my God, this is fantastic. I just set up my medical ID. This book is amazing. And I was like, well, thank you. I'm glad that my wife thinks that. But medical ID, setting up a medical ID is tip number 27. This is not something that's new in the iPhone. It's evolved over the years to get better. Remember, Josh, back in the day, we had ICE in case of emergency. It was those contacts we'd put in our address book. Well, the problem is if someone gets your phone, they can't access your address book because it's locked, right? So medical ID, once you set this up in the health app, and I show you how to do it, all you have to do is go to the health app on your iPhone. You might have never opened it because you're like, well, I don't have an Apple Watch or I don't have any fitness tracker, so I'm not going to open the health app. But that's where it lives. And you go right down to the bottom on the tab. It says medical ID. And you go in there and you can put in your name, your contacts, like as many, a couple, I think you can put up to 5 contacts that you want. And you can put your blood type, you can put allergies, all this information that may come in handy in an emergency. And the beautiful part about putting this information in there is that anyone who has your phone can look at this information. So in an emergency circumstance, your phone does not have to be unlocked for them to see this stuff. So, and they can actually call the numbers that you program in there. So let's say you put your wife or your spouse, significant other, whoever you want, they can dial those numbers in an emergency and get in touch with your friends and family without having to figure out how to unlock your phone. Now,
which is amazing.
With that said, Josh, you're smart social. You got to always think safety. Don't put anything in there that you don't want the world to see. So don't put your social security number in there. The hospital does not need that when you're in a dire circumstance. So don't put stuff like that in there, but it's a really nice feature to have and to just set it up. You set it up once, look, is it going to save your life? Probably not. But in the off chance it does, believe me, that's a pretty good feature to have.
I have a weird thing. There's a Murphy's Law with everything in life. And if we take the precaution to protect ourselves, that part of life typically won't go wrong. Or if it does, you're protecting someone else. So I'm a really big believer that I'm remodeling my house. If I build this really well, there won't be an earthquake in this sector to bring it down. But if I don't, something will go wrong. So I do want to urge everybody, take that moment to just fill that out. Rich is so right. Don't put any personally identifiable information, PII, in there, but do put what you need to. Mom and dad's phone, cousin, or somebody really close to, best friend, so that in case of an emergency, and then let those people know, if you get a random call from my phone, I'm putting you in as my personally identifiable people that they can call. You're my emergency contact. Kind of a nice thing to do. Rich, talk to me about, do you have one more tip that we could squeeze out real quick?
Gosh. Well, I have 101 of them, Josh. That's oh my gosh, there's so many tips.
You're
in
so
here.
Generous. I like this. One of the things I read is that I can change the level of the intensity on my flashlight. That's weird. I consider myself somewhat of a power user, right? I didn't know you could do that.
I know. I think that's one of the little hidden gems that I, in fact, discovered when I was researching this book, because I had, off the top of my head, you'd be surprised. I would say probably about 80 tips where I was like, okay, these are all good. Cause don't forget, I get a lot of emails from folks asking me questions and I kind of see the patterns. Yeah. But I had to do some research to find some cool little hidden things. And that was one of them. And even I was surprised, but yeah, if you go into your flashlight, the normal way that most people kind of turn on their flashlight is maybe from the home or the lock screen or from control center, which, you swipe down upper right-hand corner of your phone or from the bottom of your phone, if you have a home button, and that will bring up control center with all those different controls. Well, guess what? If you push a little harder on the flashlight in the control center, it will bring up a toggle. And now you have 4 different levels of flashlight: 25%, 50%, 75%, 100%. And where's this handy for? The restaurant where you're looking at a menu and you're blinding everyone around you with this bright flashlight. Now you can drop it down to 25%. And it's also a fun one to show your friends because no one knows about that. There it is. You've got it up there.
Yeah. So that is, this is so awesome. So you scroll up from the bottom, everybody can see you're scrolling up from the bottom. And this control center is awesome, by the way, if you want to save time. And then we're holding down the flashlight, boom. And now we can, I did it wrong, but because it's reversed, but you get the idea. That was amazing. I just learned so much from you. That is awesome.
Is
and now I have a flashlight on my
face.
Book.
This
Rich, that's cool. Thank you for that. I'm going to go up. I'm going to go full throttle. That's awesome. All right.
Again, I'm like learning. I said,
We'll turn
this
that
is
off.
A theme throughout the book. The little push harder on some of the features of the iPhone will bring you, you know, it just kind of does some added functionality. So the iPhone is very simple to use on its face, but when you dig a little bit deeper, there are a lot of these little hidden features. In fact, I got an email once from someone who said, I can't believe there's no search functionality in your messages on iPhone. And I said, well, you just got to pull down on your messages screen and it will reveal a search bar. And you'd be surprised how many people never figure that out, or they figure it out by accident when they're just kind of moving on their screen and then they're like, oh, there's the search bar.
Yeah. A lot of the reasons why I get hired to go to schools is to mentor parents and also students on, hey, let me sit beside you in a way on stage and let me show you how this kind of technology works and another way of looking at it from the outside. And that's really what your book, it sounds like, is doing is, hey, parents, let me sit beside you and show you stuff that you didn't know that you didn't know and you didn't even know that you needed until you see a bunch of these. And you may not need all 101, but there's probably a gem of 15 that you didn't know that you need. And let me show you why. And people in my speeches, they're like, whoa, I didn't know I should Google myself once a month to see what my reputation looks like. We change the way they see the web in a way that you got to lean into it. And you're doing the same thing here. In this book, basically saying, sit down with me for just a few minutes, open it up, ebook, Kindle, or paperback, and I'm going to show you some cool stuff, which I'm pumped about. And just that little thing that we all saw, well, I'll use that because I'm remodeling the house and I got to get it in a chimney and sometimes it blinds you. And I'm going to think of you when I do that, Rich.
That's that, Josh, you nailed it. That's exactly what it's all about. This is not a user manual. It's not a how-to guide per se. It is stuff that I think you should know about the phone, whether you need it today, tomorrow, or in the future, because you may browse through these tips and say, okay, well, I found a couple that I like. I don't need all of them right now. But all of a sudden, a friend is asking you something. You said, oh yeah, I read about that in Rich's book. And yes, the iPhone does actually do that. Let me go look it up and let me see. Oh yeah, that's the one right there. Go ahead. You can do that. And that's really the gem of it is, like I say in the intro, if you find 1 to 2 tips, that's amazing. If you find 10, that's great. 101, I don't think all these tips are going to be new to every single person reading. If you are, get in touch with me. That's amazing. I want to feature you on the back. But it's just putting this knowledge in your head that you should have for one day when you need it.
Yeah. Let's take just a quick moment. Those of you that are educators that are watching, we have something coming up in February of 2019 called Smart Social Week, which takes 70 experts, a lot like Rich, and it compiles all of their tips on how to keep your kids safe and smart online, and it puts them into a mobile conference that you can access from your smartphone. And also, you get the 3 biggest tips from my speeches where we walk you through how to protect your kids by auditing them, dialoguing with them, and then creating a website and building an online brand. That's called the Smart Social Week. It's about $49, and you get thousands of dollars worth of conference materials for $49, and you get to keep it for as long as you want. All right, Rich, let's talk one more tip. What is one of the, you're nationally syndicated all over. You are on TV. Millions of people a week watch you. You break things down really well. And in fact, a small thank you to you, because in 2012, you put me on your show. And even before my first book was finished, you said, hey, let's bring this guy on and talk about digital safety. And I couldn't be more grateful to you because you kind of helped me launch and finish that book. It was motivation. So thank you to you for that. But what's one of the biggest questions that you get from people on how they approach something? And you might say, hey, instead of looking at it like this, look at it this way.
Oh my gosh. Every day. I mean, there's so many questions. I think a lot of it deals with just kind of, well, privacy is a huge one right now. Do you want specific for the iPhone or just in general? Because there's 2 different sides here.
Let's do something general that most people are maybe misguided on. What would be a frequently asked question that you could answer?
I mean, the number one thing that I get from people is they do not properly back up their stuff. And what happens is they get into a crisis situation where they lose everything. Their phone crashes, their computer crashes, and they know they need to do this. They know they need to back up, because I talk about it all the time on my podcast, on my programs on TV, on my Facebook page. I mean, I always talk about the proper way to back things up, right? And yet, what happens when someone loses everything? They email me and they say, hey, Rich, is there any way to get this back? And 9 times out of 10, there really is not. So my advice, number 1, photos, you have to have your photos backed up. And that's pick 2. pick Google Photos and iCloud. Pick download them to your computer plus Google Photos. If you don't like the idea of Google, use Amazon Photos. It's free with your Prime membership. Whatever you do, just get those photos off of your phone and somewhere else, not just on your phone. And the second thing is your phone itself. I mean, there's data on your phone. Just be aware of how it's being backed up and where it's being backed up. Because I have people, they call me, they're like, I think I have iCloud on. I never turned on Google. I don't know where it is. Kind of find out where that stuff is, both for privacy purposes and also just to have a working knowledge that if anything ever happens, you can go and find it. Because believe me, I've had people contact me about recordings, voicemails of their loved ones that are lost when their phone crashes or something like that. Download those things. You can easily download a voicemail with your iPhone. Photos they can never get back. Why would you just have a photo you have nowhere else on your phone, knowing you can leave your phone anywhere in the world and it's gone forever, right? Anything important documents, even this applies to your house. If you have stuff, take pictures of it, make it digital, your wedding certificate, your kid's birth certificate, scan it with your iPhone. I talk about that in my book as well. The iPhone has an amazing built-in scanner tool. Use it, scan the important documents and things in your life. And again, it's this kind of stuff that nobody ever wants to think about. Just do it and be ahead of the game because you never know if anything's going to happen. We saw with the fires, all the destruction from that, floods, anywhere you live in America, there's something that could possibly go wrong. And you just want to be ahead of it. I'm not saying it is. I'm not a doomsayer here. I'm just saying be prepared because you'll just feel better when that time comes because you'll just be able to concentrate on the things that matter to you most, which is really making your family safe, right? And you don't have to think about your pictures being safe in your house that's, you know, flooded or something.
Yeah. And it comes back to that realist, even though you and I are both optimists, but the realist thing says Murphy's Law, if you do back it up, you'll probably never lose your phone. If you buy the cheap sunglasses that are $12, you'll never lose them. But yes, if you buy the $200 kind, you will lose them. It's weird how the world works. You have to laugh with it. But I love that, the backup. And those of you that are listening or watching right now, you can download your Google Photos app, as Rich just hinted at. You can download your Amazon Photos one where it goes up there. And then you can also plug it into your PC or Mac and load iTunes and do that. That's always a great idea. You can also pay $2.99 a month or something to unlock a lot of gigabytes to really float a lot of your stuff into the cloud, which might not be a bad option since this is the number one device. Where'd mine go? Oh, it's on the easel. The number one device we all have. I mean, you lose your keys, you're like, oh no, but where's my phone, right? Your vehicle is probably almost less important than this. Where are my kids? I'm sure they'll come back to me, but where's my phone, right? Yeah. So Rich, I wanna thank you. I'm gonna give you last word. What would you like to tell people so that they can approach their phone in a smart way?
You know, don't have anything on there that you don't need. A lot of people have malware and different things on their phone, or they think they do because they're just installing a lot of apps. I call it drive-by installations. You know, be aware of the permissions you're granting to apps. So you download these apps and you just say yes, 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 blindly to every single screen that comes up that asks for permission. Just be a little bit more aware of what you're doing with these devices. These devices have a microphone on them. They have a camera on them. They have our personal data on them. Just be very aware of who you're granting access to these personal aspects of your life to. And that's my main thing. Everyone that I talk to always throws their hands up in the air and they say, I don't really understand this thing. So I just give up. Don't give up. It's a very simple piece of machinery, but it's also very powerful. So just be as informed as you can about what you have on your phone, how that stuff is backed up, and who you're granting access to that stuff to, and you will be a much happier digital citizen, believe me.
I love it. I also love how you said, don't give up. A lot of people will say, I'm not a tech person. And I love to tell them, what you say in your mind is who you will become. What you eat, you become. And your kids don't want you to say that because you can be a tech person. If you just hang out with them where they're at, you can actually, it's less about tech. It's more about just that dialogue. Hey, Rich, thank you to you today live at, you're at KTLA Channel 5 News in Los Angeles, taking time out from your day to share the book, which helps people. If you're watching this, listening to this, click the link below. It's Rich's Amazon link on amazon.com. You can also search for Rich DeMuro and it'll come up. And we love that you, Rich, are helping people just unlock what they already have. If let's say the book was $20, it's not, it's less than that. But if two of these tips help you save an hour a month, that pays for it like that. Just like our books help you protect your kid and maybe get them into the dream school. These types of knowledge bases where people get hundreds of questions a month and they're able to put them in succinctly so that we can practice it to protect your family. I think it's worth it. I hope you'll do it as well, even if it's January in the new year that you get the book. Those of you that are listening, you can learn more at smartsocial.com, where we keep your kids smart online. The one key takeaway I want to teach all of you parents is to Google your kid, find out what's out there, audit your children, even if they're not online yet. There are people posting under your kid's real name. There are other people that may have gotten arrested that have your kid's same name. Go audit what's out there, and that starts a dialogue with your child to see what you guys need to do online and on social media to change that, to build their new resume. I'm Josh Oakes, honored to have Rich DeMuro from KTLA Channel 5 News here today to talk about his latest book. We'll see all of you on the next episode. Have a great day. Take care. Thanks for listening to this episode of the SmartSocial.com podcast. If you haven't already, would you mind leaving us a review? Rate, review, and subscribe. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, wherever you're at, I would love a little review. You know, I'm so thankful for all the people all over the world that listen to our podcast that are trying to learn, and I am trying to share with you one simple message. We need to go out there and Google your kids and search for them online so that you can start a dialogue of how their reputation on social media and everything that they do will change their future. That's the one thing I want you to leave with this. Yes, safety is important, but reputation is a great dialogue starter that also builds around safety. So if you can leave me a review about that, I would be forever grateful. Also, I'd be honored if you click the link below and join me on Smart Social Week, this virtual conference designed for parents and teachers. But it has videos that you show your students. You see, it teaches you how to first monitor and audit your student, then ideas to get your student off their cell phone, because screen time addiction is huge for every family, not just if your student is dangerous or outstanding, but it's every mild-mannered student has some kind of screen time addiction. Even adults have it. And step three, how to build an online brand. I mean, it really goes the gamut of defense and offense, but it's audit and then activities and then getting your kids focused on their online brand. We're going to teach you how to build a little website with your student, even if they're not online. Early bird pricing is still active as of the time of this. It's $49. If you become a Smart Social member, you get to unlock all this content and get access to all of our other stuff. And at the time of this, it's only $9 a month, but it's $49 if you want to unlock the whole conference early bird pricing and not have any reoccurring membership. So I hope you'll do that. The conference starts February 5th, where you start to really unlock a lot of stuff. If you unlock it in January, you are going to be able to watch all of last year's panel discussions, which are pretty exciting because my team spent dozens and dozens of hours making sure that all of the best tips from 70 experts are included in this. I'm Josh Oakes. Thanks so much for being a part of what we do. And regardless, I do hope that you'll protect your kids by having a strong dialogue with them so that they know what they do on these hidden apps is something that could end up online. I'll see you guys soon. Have a wonderful day. As always, keep it light, bright, and polite. See you soon. Thanks for listening to this episode. I want to encourage you to take the next step and click the link below for our webinar. You see, on this ultimate social media safety webinar that we created, we're going to teach you 14 to 15 things. Here's what we're going to teach you. Item one, we're going to show you the frustrations that parents have all over the world with social media and screen time, just to bring you up to speed on what you should be frustrated with. And if you have these frustrations, you're totally normal. Number two, how screen time addiction impacts students. Number three, a three-step plan for overcoming social media addiction and using screen time as a purpose instead of a pastime. Number four, ways that parents can prevent screen time addiction. And five, FOMO definition. What is this fear of missing out, and what are the warning signs and safety tips? Number six, gamification definition. What is gamification? How does it affect both adults and students? And what are the warning signs and safety tips there? And number seven, cyberbullying warning signs and tips. And then number eight, how to set a good example for your kids. That's halfway done. Number nine, how to find out if your student has a second fake Instagram account, Finstagram, which is also called a spam account. If you think they have one, they might have two, and we teach you how to find that. Number 10, when your students should be public on social media. Number 11, how to be positive and shine online. Number 12, my four C's of social media, my proprietary little formula of when social media is good and when it is bad, when it takes that turn towards the bad, and what those bad things are. Number 13, the 30 plus bad apps that your students should not be on. I walk you through, technically it's not 13, I walk you through about 46 of them. Really quickly, I show you the top level, what you need to know. And that's actually the favorite part of my speech that most people have. They go, whoa, this is really, really helpful. And then number 14, I teach you how to have a digital detox or a social media vacation. Basically how to delete those apps from your phone and show you how, show your students how they can do it. And how to unfollow people so that you can lighten the load on your kids' shoulders. I hope you'll take the social media webinar, click the link below, and also share it with a friend, because we think this can help people all over the world. Thanks so much. I'll see you soon.